Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman continues his relentless search of the seas for his friends, Batman, Robin, and Grandpa Grayson are helpless prisoners, apparently doomed to die at the hands of Marsh and his murderous henchmen.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, these days, so many mothers of you fellows and girls are asking for Kellogg's Pep at the grocers that, well, they sound almost like a chorus. Of course, Pep is mighty popular any time of the year, but on crisp, cool autumn mornings, there's something special about Pep's sunny, golden toasted flavor. Makes you want to warm right up to a big bowl of these crisp flakes of whole wheat at breakfast. Yes, sir, with a bowl of Pep always waiting for you, you can be looking forward to that catchy, keen Pep flavor from the first moment you wake up. So it's no wonder you're rushing to Mom for Kellogg's Pep. And besides, you boys and girls are going overboard for those slick Pep prizes. Three different kinds of prizes, one or the other in every Pep package. For instance, those swell-colored cardboard models of fighting planes. Have you collected all 7 model planes in the series? Or maybe you're collecting Pep's 24 full-color bird pictures with a description on the reverse side to help you identify these birds anywhere. And how you coming with your set of 18 comic buttons with comic strip characters to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket? Don't let any of the gang beat you at collecting all 3 kinds of Pep prizes. Ask Mom to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Friday, as you remember, while Superman searched for his friends, Batman and Robin were aboard the yacht belonging to Mr. Grayson, Robin's newly discovered grandfather. Trapped in Mr. Grayson's stateroom, they were forced to listen as Paul Marsh, who will inherit Mr. Grayson's large fortune if the old man and Robin die, delivered an ultimatum to them. Standing in the corridor outside the locked stateroom, and backed by the captain of the yacht and a dozen armed members of the crew, Marsh bellowed,
"I'll give you just 3 minutes to watch out for your hangar. If you don't come out, we'll set the boat afire and abandon it. And you 3 will burn with it."
As we continue now in the stateroom, Robin, and his, in his identity of Dick Grayson, turns to his old friend Batman for advice. Listen.
"Boy, this is really a tough spot. What do we do, Batman?"
"I don't know. Let me think a minute."
"We open the door, they'll drill us full of holes. And if we sit tight, we'll be 3 pieces of brown toast. Any ideas yet?"
"Uh-uh. I seem to be fresh out of them at the moment. We seem to be literally between the devil and the deep blue sea."
"And how?"
"Look here, Batman. I say Marsh is bluffing. Why, he and Captain Skinner wouldn't dare set the yacht afire. They'd endanger their own lives."
"Well, they wouldn't run much risk, Mr. Grayson. There's a good launch up on deck, and we're only a few hours out from Metropolis."
"Golly, that's right."
"Yes, but how could they explain the sinking of this craft to the authorities? Particularly with Marsh, Captain Skinner, and the entire crew saved. And only I, the yacht's owner, missing."
"Well, that's easy. They'll simply say that you perished in the fire, and even if the authorities are suspicious, they won't be able to prove anything."
"Oh, quite so, quite so."
"I must say you paint a nice picture, Batman."
"Well, there's no use kidding ourselves, Dick. Our only hope was that Alfred would get back to Metropolis in the Batboat and contact Superman. But since those rats shot him...
Well, we're snafu'd, huh?"
"I hate to admit it, but I'm afraid that's it."
"I say, hold on. I think I know a way out of this."
"You do?
What do you mean, Grandpa?"
"Well, Marsh is forgetting something. I can tell you..."
Uh-oh. Here comes our little playmates again.
"Your 3 minutes are up. What are you going to do?"
"We're
going to
serve tea. Come in and have some with us, rat face."
"Are you blighters going to open the door and surrender? Or do you prefer to burn with the ship? Hurry now."
"Why, you bounder, I should have you thrashed. I should..."
Come now. This is your last chance. You walk out to the blinking stateroom with your hands up, or do we burn the ship and abandon you?"
"Let's tell them we give up, Batman, and then we'll put up a fight for it."
"That suits me, Bid Jove. I, I have two cartridges in my pistol.
Two cartridges plus Dick's and my fist won't stand much chance against 20 of those fellows, all armed with machine guns and pistols.
Well, which will it be? We're running short.
But if we don't go out and they burn the yacht, we won't have any chance.
We might.
How?
I've got a little idea, so let's hold out.
Well, whatever you say, pal.
You have just 1 second more to decide.
You have 32 teeth. How would you like to try for none?
There's our answer, Marsh. Go soak your head.
Very well. You'll not live long enough to regret me.
Same to you, chum.
Save your breath, Dick. You'll need it.
All young men to man the ship, Captain Skinner.
I still say they won't dare go through with this.
I think they will. Now, quiet, both of you.
Where are you going, Batman?
I want to see if they left anyone to guard the corridor.
Oh, you mean if they didn't, we...
Quiet!
Anyone out there?
Out in front of the door. Stand back. I'm going to put my hand out.
I guess that's the answer.
Check. Looks like Marsh is leaving a man or two to make sure we stay in here until they get their launch in the water and the fire well started.
Oh, if only the porthole in here opened on the deck instead of out on the ocean.
There's a more important if that I'm worrying about.
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you later. There's no use both of us building air castles.
I see. I smell smoke.
Hey, so do I. Batman, they
I know. I know. I smelled it a minute ago. Apparently they had everything ready just in case.
The smoke's beginning to come in here.
Yeah, fast.
Oh, that corridor's full of smoke. I didn't think it would spread this fast.
The bounders must have set fire to the fuel tanks.
We've got to get out of here right now. This smoke will help us. Now get this, Dick. We'll make a dash, keeping down low and moving fast. Maybe we can take the boys with the guns at the head of the corridor. Okay.
Check. Let's go.
Right. You keep right behind us, Mr. Grayson. Come on.
Oh, wait, wait. I'm sorry. I'm a bit too weak to walk. You two chaps go.
Oh, no, Grandpa.
This isn't good. Come on, Dick. We'll give him a hand.
No. You two try to save yourselves. I'm an old man. I've lived my life.
Oh, stow the chatter, Grandpa. Come on, put your arm over my shoulder.
But confounded boy.
I've got you, sir. Come on now.
Why would you leave me?
Nothing doing. I forgot to tell you, Batman. Marsh has been slipping poison into Grandpa's food for some time. That's why he's so weak.
Well, if we're lucky, and if my plan works, we'll get a chance to settle with Marsh. Now move fast, Dick. The smoke is getting bad. We've got to get up on deck before we choke to death.
At least you can breathe up here.
Yes.
Look, Grandpa, here goes the launch with Marsh and the crew in it.
Oh, the bounders. The murderous scoundrels leaving us here to perish.
Yeah, that dirty... Oh, jeepers, this old yacht is going up like a matchbox. Say, where's Batman? He said he had something up his sleeve.
I don't see him.
Batman? Batman!
I'm right here, Dick.
Oh, what gives?
I went to have a look at the life boats.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
Of course. We can launch them.
Our friends stove them in, every one of them.
Uh-oh.
I see. We are in a nasty mess then, Wop.
Well, that's putting it mildly, sir.
Wait, what about the ship's radio? We can send out an SOS.
Oh, it's a jolly good idea.
But Marsh's boys wrecked the radio, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christopher Columbus, what are we going to do? This yacht won't last much longer.
Easy.
Yeah. Okay, Pappy, I guess we can always swim back to Metropolis, huh? It's only a couple of 100 miles away.
Sure. Sure, the swim will give us a good appetite for breakfast.
I say, this seems hardly the time for humor.
Now, that's not so funny, Grandpa. Right now, it looks as if swimming's the only thing left.
As Batman, Robin, and Mr. Grayson stand helplessly on the flaming deck of the yacht, which burns like an oil-soaked torch on the inky surface of the night-darkened sea, Superman, having found a portion of Robin's note directing Batman to Cove Harbor, rockets to the quiet, rock-bound little harbor below Metropolis. Failing to see the Batboat or his friends, he streaks to the nearby lighthouse where Batman had paused several hours before and questions the lighthouse keeper.
I'm looking for a long, powerful speedboat about the size of a PT boat with a prow card in the shape of a hooded bat. Do you remember seeing it?
Yes, Superman. Come to think of it, I did.
You did?
It was...
When?
Early this evening. Stopped right here, it did.
And where did it go? Can you remember?
Why, sure. South round the Narrows and straight out to sea it went. Looking
straight
for
out to sea. Thank you. I'll leave by this window if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind, Superman, but first I think you
ought to... Sorry, no time to listen to any more now. Out! Up! And away!
So Looming from the lighthouse, Superman streaks away through the dark night, out over the sea to search for his friends. Without waiting just a moment more for the accommodating lighthouse keeper to tell him that Batman had been pursuing a black yacht with two orange smokestacks. Will he find his friends? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, you know something that'll make you a speeder upper while you're getting ready for breakfast? Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, if you know there's a bowl of Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal, waiting for you, why, you're likely to show up at breakfast on the double quick. Because who can delay digging into that crisp golden tenderness of those good flakes of whole wheat? Who can delay when Kellogg's Pep is such a smooth treat? And say, speaking of smooth, did you ever see anything to beat the slick prizes Pep gives you? Three different kinds of prizes, each one a honey, and one or the other in each package of Pep. For instance, your next prize may be a beautiful bird picture in bright color with a full description on the reverse side. Collect all 24 of them, and will you be a wise bird on birds? Or maybe your next Pep prize will be one of the seven exciting colored cardboard plane models, easy and fun to put together. Or maybe it'll be a bright-colored comic button, picturing a favorite comic strip character, 18 in all to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. There's one or the other of these snappy prizes in every Pep package. So make sure Mom keeps you supplied with Kellogg's Pep, won't you?
As we rejoin him now, Superman is rocketing through the night sky, his keen eyes searching the dark waves below him for a sight of the ill-fated Batboat. No sign of the Batboat yet. And that's bad, because if it left the lighthouse only 6 hours ago, it can't have gone more than a couple of 100 miles. Surely I must have come that far. I'd better start doubling back and range around. Away! Still no sign of it. I hope Batman didn't run into trouble when his radio telephone went up. Wait a minute. Over to the left. What's that? Great Scott, it's the Batboat. And it's sinking with only one man aboard. Down to it. Down! Uh-oh. It's Alfred, Batman's butler. No one else aboard. Now, where can I... Uh-oh, he's been shot through the shoulder. Alfred. Alfred.
Batman, Sir Robin.
Yes, yes, what about Batman and Robin? Where are they?
They...
What? Try to tell me, Alfred, what happened?
I
he fainted, poor chap. In bad shape. Well, I've got to get him back to shore and hope he'll be able to tell me what's happened to Batman and Robin. Up with him. Now, up and away! Leaping up from the foundering Batboat with the wounded, unconscious Alfred in his arms, Superman turns and rockets back to Metropolis, unaware that he is turning his back on Batman and Robin, who at this moment, 100 miles farther out at sea, are trapped, helpless to save themselves as the flaming yacht begins to sink under them. What will happen to Batman and Robin, and to Robin's aged grandfather? Will Alfred recover and be able to direct Superman to them? And in time... Don't miss the next tense, exciting episode, gang! Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, one word leads to another, like the way those toasty words, crisp, crunchy, crinkly, lead you on to Crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles. So toasty and sweet and mellow rich on a frosty morning. It's the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good wheat. And so good for you. Mom knows that. In fact, she'd probably like you to eat up a bowl of Crumbles for breakfast tomorrow. Crisp, crunchy, crinkly Crumbles. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.